music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hey, it's Kelly, and welcome to the show. This week, we are very happy to welcome a dynamic duo known as Sherry and Nancy. Sherry Salata is the former executive producer of The Oprah Winfrey Show, and Nancy Hala has had a successful career as a brand strategist. These two have their own podcast called This Is 50, and the ladies join us to tell us how life doesn't have to end when you hit the big 5-0. But first, let's check out some new music from the Chainsmokers. It's called Sick Boy on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I'm from the east side of America, where we choose pride over character, and we can pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. I live on the west side of America, where they spin lies into fairy dust, and we can pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. And don't believe the narcissism when everyone projects and expects you to listen to them. Make no mistake, I live in a prison that I built myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am the sick boy, easy to say when you don't take the risk, boy. Welcome to the narcissism, we're united under our indifference. And I'm from the east side of America, we are sensitized by hysteria, and we can pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. I live on the west side of America, where they spin lies into fairy dust, and we can pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. Checks and expects you to listen to him. Make no mistake, I live in a prison that I built myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am the sick boy, easy to say when you don't take the risk, boy. Welcome to the narcissism, we're united under our indifference. Feed yourself with my life's work, how many likes is my life worth? Feed yourself with my life's work, how many likes is my life worth? Feed yourself with my life's worth, how many likes is my life worth? Feed yourself with my life's worth, how many likes is my life worth? I'm from the east side of America,
us on Instagram, Kelly Alexander Show.
Ain't no need of stopping, girl. There ain't no need of stopping, girl. Yeah. Okay. Met you out on Broadway on the hottest night in town. We arrived solo, but we were being chased around. Saw you being cornered. Guy you used to know, stepped in between the both of y'all, said I'm leaving, do you wanna go? Cause I'll be the light when you can't see, I'll be the world when you need heat, I'll be the generator, turn me on when you need electricity. When shit starts to go down, I'll be the one with the level head. We're working it now, baby, we'll be living in the walking dead. Cause I got supply, supply. I don't know if you remember this, but I was out of town, doing all the 3 a.m. just to show up. up and hear your sounds. Multiple times. Stop. Dipset. You ain't heard it that way. I can guarantee it echoes. I'll be the light when you can't see. I'll be the wood when you need heat. I'll be the generator. Turn me on when you need electricity. So when shit starts to go down, I'll be the one with the level head. We're working it now, baby. We'll be living in the walking dead.
Justin Timberlake with Supplies, the latest track off his upcoming album, Man of the Woods, which drops on the 2nd of February, 2 days before he hits the stage at the Super Bowl halftime show. Hey, it's Kelly, and up next are two outstanding women who are on a mission to transform their lives and are allowing us front row seats by sharing their journey through their media company story and specifically through their podcast called This is 50 with Sherry and Nancy. Sherry Salata is the former executive producer of The Oprah Winfrey Show, not to mention the former co-president of the Oprah Winfrey Network. And Nancy has had an illustrious career as a brand strategist, a writer, creative director, and vice president of brand strategy at a top Los Angeles advertising firm. Ladies, welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
So I'm so excited to have you on the show. I've been wanting this for weeks and weeks, so this is like huge for me. And so I wanted to kick off things by asking how you guys actually met and became lifelong friends of 27 years, because I think this is important to your story.
Well, I love this story too, Kelly, and I'm going to let Sherry tell it because I just love the way she tells it from her point of view.
Oh my gosh. Well, just so I don't take 30 minutes because it's one of my favorite things. Nancy's first husband.
Well, my only husband. We call him my then husband.
Your then husband.
Yes.
It's then husband. That's good. That's better than ex. Then husband and father of her children. He and I were colleagues at work. We both worked at an advertising agency in Chicago. And we were out at a big client meeting out in the suburbs, and he very casually and insistently invited me to hit back to his home for a drink for like happy hour. And it was about 4 p.m. And I knew he had just recently gotten married, and I'm thinking, I don't feel like that's a good idea, that I am, you know, whiling away the afternoon with cocktails and snacks when I haven't met his wife. And in she walks, and there I'll be sitting. And that's precisely what happened. I hedged a little bit. He was insistent. So home we go, and he's touring me around their townhouse. We're up in the master bedroom, and I'm like, okay, let's get back downstairs where we belong. And sure enough, Nancy comes home from work. She comes up the stairs to find me sitting at her kitchen table, drinking and eating with her husband at, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And, you know, the great news and the great part of the story is the ending, which is we ended up, you know, sharing our love of Bruce Springsteen. And then we were like instant friends. It was like instant soulmate recognition. and we had a great time. So that story could have ended very differently.
Yes, it could have. It could have been like some sort of soap opera.
Yeah, like, who are you? And there is the door, madam.
How dare you be in my
How dare you,
kitchen? No, but it was, I like to say that Sherry and I plopped myself down. I sat across the table from her, and I said, you know, tell me about yourself. And that began a conversation that we've been having for 27 years. We just love to talk to each other.
Well, it's very evident in your podcast, and, you know, I've become addicted to it. And I feel like because I do this for a living, like I work on a radio station and you know, then I do my podcast as well. The fact that I'm so just like, I'm just addicted to what you guys talk about all the time. So I think you're definitely on the right path. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sally.
So I wanted to ask you, too, before we get to the creation of your company's story, I wanted to ask each of you why you decided to leave your respective careers. So if I can actually start with Nancy, why did you decide to switch things up last year from what I gather?
You know, that's such a great question. And it happened because of where we both happen to be, kind of a moment in time. So Sharon and I are both from the Midwest. We are Midwestern girls who like to report to work every day, and we followed the rules. And then we both ended up moving to Los Angeles for different reasons, but here we both were at the same time. And there's something in the air out here, I swear. It's like we call it the land of dreamy dreams. It's like everybody's saying yes to ideas, to dreams, to adventures. And so you're in a swirling vortex of people saying yes. And one day, Sherry and I just looked at each other and said, maybe this is our time to do something together, to start our own thing. You know, if not now, when? And, you know, here we both are in our 50s, and there is that moment of reckoning, Kelly, you know, when you say to yourself, well, geez, I've had an amazing life. I mean, Sherry had an incredibly illustrious career, super challenging and great, and I had a fantastically rewarding career and raised my kids, and we have a wonderful group of friends and family. So it's not like our lives were wanting, but there was that sort of that nagging kind of, well, gee, I think there's one more thing. I think there's some more things here. There's something else on the horizon. And it just felt like the momentum was right, and we joined hands, and like Thelma and Louise just went for it. And we launched what we call our dream quest.
I know. Well, I always say, Nancy, that you are the gamer.
Yeah, you do.
Out of the two of us, you are the super gamer. I am the report to work every day with my lunch pail. And, you know, and I certainly have enough years of putting in 90-hour weeks. But, you know, the other thing is you get out in the world a little bit and you start to meet these 25-year-old entrepreneurs who are doing, you know, working on their mission and their dreams for themselves, and it's very inspiring. Mm-hmm. So like Nancy said, we're looking at each other going, first of all, we both believe it's never too late to make the rest of your dreams come true. It just isn't. At the same time, we also believe, if not now, when? So, you know, it's kind of a seize the day thing. We were both in such a great place where we were able to do it, we were willing to do it, and it really felt like a big stirring up of the dream pot.
I wanted to ask you as well, Sherry, like with regards to taking that leap, because I feel like, you know, because I obviously, of course, watched season 25 behind the scenes and was addicted to it. And I remember, you know, watching that. And I remember saying to myself at the time, because I had, you know, at the time I had been a radio producer in Toronto for the number one news talk station. And I knew what it was like to be a producer. But then obviously watching what you were doing on this, you know, level that was, you know, 10 times more than what I had done, I was very compelled to watch and very sort of intrigued by everything that was going on. And I was wondering, like, when you made that decision to start this company with Nancy, knowing that you'd come from such a well-established, well-oiled machine, was it really hard for you to take that leap? Like, or were you just ready to go?
Well, there were a lot of years after that. I mean, we ended the show in 2009, and I would say, you know, there'd be Chardonnay conversations about what if. But, you know, I still came out and worked at OWN for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big challenge, learning a whole new industry, running a cable network, learning everything that goes on with that. So my toil was not complete quite yet. And when the cable network was in good stead, as Oprah always likes to say, to everything there is a season. And it felt like it was time for Nancy and I to, like, you know, rewrite the season of our lives and create something new.
So talk to us about that moment when story came to fruition. Were you guys hanging out, you know, having some drinks and sort of conjured this up? Or was it like over several months that things started to come together?
Kelly, it seems like we're always having drinks.
I was going to say, always, Kelly. It's always either a Belvie Vodkran or a lovely glass of Chard in the mix. But yeah, we were sitting in Sherry's house here in Los Angeles. Sherry has a beautiful house, and she named it sort of half-jokingly Belvie, which is French for beautiful life, as I'm sure you know, being from Montreal. And I say half-jokingly because, of course, we're not fancy people who name our properties or anything. But we do, we got into the habit of calling this lovely place Belvie, and it became kind of a symbol.
But it was an idea.
It was an idea. It became like a symbol for the beautiful life we wanted to create and live. And so we were in the backyard of Belvie, sitting at the table poolside and having our glasses of fabulous Chard and just dreaming it up. And which is one of my favorite things about Sherry as a friend, as a stalwart soulmate friend for these 27 years. She's first of all open to any conversation. She wants to hear every story twice. She's a big dreamer and a big creative thinker. And she calls me a gamer, but she's really a gamer too. And she's got the fuel for a lot of the imagination. And so we started talking about what it would be. And the interesting thing is that the one thing we've always had in common from day one is our love of storytelling. And because we love to tell each other stories, we love to hear people's stories, we love books, we love movies, we love TV. And so we thought, what if we had a company built on the premise of the stories we tell ourselves are what make our dreams come true? And that's how it all started, Cher, right?
It sure is. And I think, Kelly, also, that, you know, I had this experience where I spent 20 years being soaked in all this personal development and spiritual knowledge and teaching. And it's like, my goodness, it really feels like it's time to make that more integrated. Mm-hmm. So what Nancy and I kind of dreamed up was, okay, how are you going to have one life where part of your quote-unquote work in the world really is about elevating your own life and really becoming all you're meant to be? You know, fulfilling your real potential as a human being and cranking up the joyride. You know, you can have a dreamy job like I had for so many years and still not, you know, crank up the joyride because you've got your to-do list and, you know, all, you know, as a producer, there's always a crisis, some booking has unbooked or something's happening. And you can start to tell yourself a story about the most delicious situation, about how hard it is and how this and that and this and that. So that really was our intention, was to find a new way to be with creativity and innovation, to find a new story to tell that no matter what we're doing, it's not work per se. It's about, you know, furthering the mission, making the dream come true and really elevating each of our lives.
I wanted to tell you guys, too, because I know that you have your pillars on the show, and I know that you call creativity and innovation formerly known as work. I just want to tell you that I love that. That is my favorite pillar that you guys talk about. I think because my work I love so much, and it never feels like work. So I think that the fact that you guys call it creativity and innovation is totally inspirational. So I wanted to just get that out there, because I think it's fantastic that you guys view it as such.
You know, I think I love that you love it. And I think it's interesting, right? Just recasting it with those two little words, it really changes your whole feeling around it.
It's not
something that you're slogging through or dragging yourself to. It's like, you're like, yay, I get to be creative today. I get to innovate today.
And I think that's one of the things that we're really trying to root in our own bones, which is enough of a life of obligation and have-tos and those kinds of stories. And what we're trying to do is, choose a whole different vocabulary about I get to, you know, and it's amazing, and isn't this fantastical, and really just trying to put on our magical glasses to create the magical lives we want to live. And that sounds like a very superficial, tiny thing, but words matter.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Words matter. Yep. Those sentences matter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've totally sucked me in, because I swear, I just feel, every time I finish one of your podcasts, I just feel super inspired. I'm like, no, Kel, keep going. You're on the right path. So I want to thank you for that, because I think that what you're doing for your audience is amazing, especially because, again, doing the job that I do, I've met a lot of fake people, and I know that you guys are both not that. So it's totally, like, you know that what you guys are saying, you mean it, you believe it. And I love, too, when you guys give your examples of, like, for you, Nancy, like, saying that you're at Orange Theory and doing these things, and, you know, Sherry saying that you're off taking a knife class because you want to get better at cooking. Like, I just think it's awesome. Like, it just it inspires people to get off the couch and go do what they need to do.
Yes. Well, like all things, Kelly, we're only talking to ourselves first.
Right.
Because I need to inspire myself to get off the couch and go take my knife skills class. And somehow, when Nancy and I get together without a podcast, those are the conversations we're having to kind of, like, rev things up and to uplift each other and to just really...
We're doing it. That was one of our mantras in year one. We'd look at each other and say, we're doing it, and do some air, pumping our fists in the air. We're doing it.
That's awesome. I wanted to ask you, too, with regards to Story, is it now like a full-time, I'll call it a gig, like is it a full-time gig for you both? And if so, how do you organize your schedules? Because starting this media company, I can only imagine just how much work is involved, even though there are like two co-founders.
You know, I think here's the big dream is that it is in our hearts and souls a full-time gig. I think our big dream is holding it lightly and waiting to see what it becomes. You know, neither one of us want to jam it, you know, like force something that's not ready to hatch. We don't want to end up doing things we really don't want to do. That's one of our things. We want to do what we love with people we love for people we love and really be super discerning at in this middle stage of life in a way that neither one of us felt like we could do, like probably in our early 20s, and kind of let it unfold. With that beautiful sense of divine timing and synchronicity and coincidence and destiny. So it's still in the process of becoming, and it doesn't take a ton of our time. It takes the right amount.
You know what I love? So something you just said about an unfolding, a beautiful unfolding. Here's the big crackerjack surprise for me anyway. This podcast, this is 50 with Sherry and Nancy. It started off, Kelly, a smallish idea, like, oh, maybe we should do a podcast. You know, let's see what that feels like. And now it is just gaining steam, going like gangbusters. It's something Sherry and I totally look forward to doing. I love coming over here, and we invariably crack open a bottle of something and sit ourselves down and have a conversation on air. And it just feels fun, and it's like a way, too, for us, the two of us, to dig into these pillars even more and more and more, right? Where it's just like, let's unpack these pillars for each other as we're talking into our microphones. So it's just funny the way, you know, our big dream of story.co, and we love our digital platform. We love the stories that we write on our website. We think they're really fun. We get really great feedback. But then this podcast came out of kind of nowhere, and now it's becoming one of the most fun parts of it, I think.
Yeah.
When you said earlier, Sherry, that you're sort of holding, I'll say holding the reins lightly, although I believe you said it a little bit differently. Does this mean that with regards to the company, you guys are sort of open to new ideas, open to who's out there, to who you might collaborate with? Like, is that how you guys are sort of viewing the company unfolding?
Well, I think that's eventually where we'll go, Kelly. I mean, we're kind of inundated with pitches and things, and we're not really quite ready for that. We're kind of developing our own content in a very natural and authentic way. I think that's where it will go. We are collaborating with two great friends on a production company, and we're working on you know, some select projects with them. But it's kind of, you know, I think that the key to happiness in this whole venture for both me and Nancy is that for it to hold its right space and not become something that is filled with obligation and trial and to-dos.
Drudgery.
You know? Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, let's live the pillars.
Yes.
Perfect. Yes, that's Sherry Salata and Nancy Holla from the podcast This Is 50. And we're going to have much more coming up with the ladies. But first, time to hear from George Ezra and his song Paradise on The Kelly Alexander Show.
My love. My lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind, well, it's a paradise whenever I'm with you. Ride on. Well, I will ride on down the road, I will find you, I will hold you, I'll be there. It's long. Well, it's a mighty long road, but I'll find you, I will hold you, and I'll be there. From those other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. If it feels like paradise running through your blood.
bloody veins. You know it's love anyway. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love anyway. My time,
my
time, well it's a never ending helter skelter. We'll be out whatever the weather. My heart, my boom boom heart, it's a beat and it's a thumping and I'm alive.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time between it's all in that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's all in that I feel it. Running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way.
Follow us on Twitter at K Alexander Show.
Honey, here I go again. Down that crooked road of sin. you know that you can leave.
Max Jury with Numb on the Kelly Alexander Show. And Max has recently tweeted out that he's almost finished working on his second album and hopes to have it out sometime this year. Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is Sherry Salata and Nancy Halla, co-hosts of This Is 50 and co-founders of their media company, Story. Make sure to check them out on their website, story.co. Can you talk a little bit about the podcast? I wanted to ask, did you sort of, I know you sort of said that it started organically, but did you have a clear vision sort of fairly early on that it was going to be called that, for example, and the topics that you were going to focus on?
No, we had no clear vision, Kelly. In fact, we had quite the opposite. There are about 50 weird trial and errors because, of course, I was totally overproducing everything. I think we had a bunch of weird names, too, didn't we?
We always have a bunch of weird
what
names.
What were their names?
Oh, my gosh. Well, they weren't that weird. So we wanted something a little bit more, something that would come up in organic searches and something that people might really kind of be drawn to just by reading it. And, you know, then we thought, well, what do we want to talk about? You know,
what's our point of difference?
What's our point of difference? And this dream quest that we launched, the two of us launched, you know, that's kind of what we want to talk about, our dream quest and our pillars. So we landed on This Is 50 with Sherry and Nancy. I really like our name.
Yeah, well, it kind of spells it out.
It does.
There it is. So we're not trying to sweep anything under the
right.
carpet. And Kelly, we're getting all this listener mail from 20-year-old guys in from around the world who say they're super inspired. And I'm like, explain, please.
I know. I love that, though.
That's good.
It's good.
That is all. I actually wanted to ask you what it feels like to read these messages, you know, especially because, like, Sherry, for so long, I know that you were obviously behind the scenes at the Oprah Show and the Oprah Network. So now being the star, if you will, alongside Nancy, you're both stars. So, like, how does that feel getting this such a positive response from your audience?
That is so adorable, Kelly, first of all.
I love that she just called us stars.
She called us stars. Well, that is very sweet. Here's how it feels. It feels really great when you feel like you're connecting with people. The little and there some people are so, you know, so sharing and vulnerable about, you know, how our sharing and vulnerability has impacted their lives. It feels really, really good. And if, you know, the one thing that I always say to Nance is I do get a little tightness in my chest and in my stomach when somebody talks about, oh, my God, you're so brave, you know, and I'm like,
you're like, what does that mean? Am I oversharing? Like, what am I saying?
What was brave?
Yeah, what was brave? Uh-oh.
That is fantastic. And I wanted to ask you with regards to content, because I know how I sort of plan out my two podcasts. And I'm wondering with regards to you guys, do you sort of plan things out a couple of weeks ahead, or is it like a weekly process? Like, how does it work for Sherry and Nancy?
Well, I'll answer that. I'll take that one.
I think the producer should answer that.
Well, again, here is the interesting thing. Trying to apply our new principles and trying to really hold things lightly and let things come together. Trying to have a mix between Nancy and I really focusing in and talking about the pillars and how we're doing and how we're feeling. And then bringing in experts that the kind of experts that we want to talk to about our pillars, like Deepak Chopra and Ariel Ford and Gordana Birnad, and the list goes on, and RTM teachers, but really people who are authentically have information and knowledge and guidance for our own dream quest journey. So, you know, we figured, golly, we'll put them in the podcast so they can help other people too.
Well, they've been fantastic. I really liked when you had Arielle Ford on. That was fantastic. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Wasn't she great? Oh my gosh. And in person, she is such a hoot. She's funny and she's vivacious and she's got great stories. That was one of my favorite interviews. It was great.
I also enjoyed, too, when you guys had Tatum O'Neill on. And I was wondering, do you think that you will have, because it was interesting to sort of hear a little bit about Tatum's story, you know, and I know that she's told it before, like, for example, on the Oprah show and all that. But because it's such an informal setting in a way, I guess, doing the podcast, do you think you might have more celebrities or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call them, where you kind of get to know them a little bit more as opposed to them coming in to pitch a project or not pitch a project, promote a project, I'll say?
Well, listen, most of the people who've come on have reached out on social media and said, hey, I'll come on. And we're like, okay.
Right.
So it isn't a big fierce booking thing that's going on here. You know, some of the experts are people that I produced or I know from my Oprah show days and like so much and believe in their content. And Tatum, it was just a crackerjack surprise. Of course, I met her when she came to do the show. And she's so gracious and generously reached out and said she loved our podcast and she'd love to come on. So next thing you know, she was sitting right here with us. And she actually gave it up a little bit.
She did. She shared. She was brave. She was fun. She was so conversational and so personal and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys bring that out in your guests as well, by the way. I think that, again, because you're so authentic and you're just fun, that people are willing to open up and chat.
So nice. What can we get from you, Kelly?
Well, if you need any, I don't know what, I can give you farmer advice. I'm a farm kid, so if there's anything there. Also, I'm a black belt, so if you ever need martial arts advice, let me know.
Wow.
I did want to ask you as well, too.
That's a big thing to accomplish.
Yeah, it's you know what's funny is I'm so grateful that my mom figured out when I was 6 that I needed to be in an activity like that, because I would have never chosen it for myself, and she put me in at 6, and I'm still going strong, and it's like 36 years later, so.
Well, listen, that was probably better than tap dance.
Yeah,
Anybody I know, because I always wished I had gotten tap dancing lessons, but anybody who's gotten them pretty much set their tap shoes down when they were 12, so.
I have to ask you this, too. Sort of, looking back, and I guess I'll start with Nancy, looking back on your previous career that you lasted however many years it was, over 20, I know, what's the biggest lesson from that time period, if you will, that you have brought or you're bringing to the company, to Story and its future?
Well, you know, for most of my career, I had my own company. I was divorced when my kids were 4 and 7, and so I wanted to be home with them, and I wanted to be able to, you know, work around their schedule, school and sports schedule. So I had my own business writing company for 20 years. And so I think what I bring to the table here is this understanding that entrepreneurship is really about, it's a dance, you know, and it's a risk-taking proposition. You are literally jumping off a cliff saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start something out of nothing. You do have to be brave. But the nice thing about this time around is, you know, I did it initially all by myself, and that can be a little scary. There were some 3 o'clock in the morning moments where I was like, oh, brother, is this going to work? This time around, it's the greatest thing in the world, because here I am with my dearest soulmate friend, someone I trust and love like a sister. And, you know, we can look at each other in our moments of triumph and our moments of like, oh, head scratching, and like, what are we doing next? And so it's the most fun joyride I think I've ever had professionally, really, being in business with Sherry. She's super smart. She's a creative powerhouse. But she's also like a person who is just there for me, and I'm there for her. So I feel like what I bring from my previous life is that sense of bravery. Sherry calls me a gamer, and I do have a pretty tough skin around that kind of those risk-taking moments. But, you know, this time around, it's just so much lovelier with Sherry.
And Sherry, what do you bring, considering, you know, all your time on the Oprah show and then again at OWN?
Well, I had to find a mantra for myself, because there were times, you know, and when you're producing like this big, huge television show with a million moving parts, and on this big global mission, you know, for one of the most beloved women on the planet, it felt like a lot of pressure. And so I would have to repeatedly say to myself, all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. Or all will be well if I wasn't so sure. And, you know, that really got me through some of those tough producing moments or times when I was unsure or not sure I knew what to do next or not sure if I could do it. And I think those are a couple little gold pieces that I take from that experience, because what I said it so many times, I know it's true, that all is well, no matter what's happening. All is well. All is well.
Oh, you know what? What is Laura, our sex therapist, Laura Berman, Dr. Laura Berman, she likes to say, all that is right is unfolding.
That's good too.
Oh, I like that. That's good. And I wanted to ask you too, again, because you guys are both so open and authentic on the podcast with the different goals you've set for yourselves, because you are now sharing this with X amount of thousands of people around the world that are listening to you, do you feel more accountable because you have to kind of, in a way, you're reporting back to us almost?
Right. That's funny.
There's truth to that.
There is some truth to that, for sure. Because, you know, the things that we talk about, we don't want it to be just a bunch of made-up stuff. We want it to be real,
yes.
You know? And so, yeah, so there's a sense of, yes, we have our pillars, and let's stick to them, ma'am, right?
Yeah.
And just a couple more questions before I let you go. Sherry, I wanted to ask you, what's the most important thing you want the world to know about Nancy?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a cute question.
Well, one of my favorite qualities about Nancy is that, and it's the thing that I aspire to infuse more of this in my life in 2018, and I recommend it to anybody, is become the mirror of love for the people in your life. So when they look, when they see themselves reflected from you, that they see the self, that the beautiful, lovely self they and who they really are. And that's one of the things that Nancy is quite a master at.
And Nancy, I'll ask you, what do you want the world to know the most about Sherry?
That Sherry Salata is the most loyal friend a person could ever have. Loyal to the bone, she's my ride or die, and she is loyal to all the people that she loves and cherishes in her life. It's not just me, and everybody who loves her knows that.
And for my audience, I just wanted to ask you both, what piece of advice do you want to leave my audience with when it comes to achieving your dreams and following your passions? Because again, I think for so many people, what you're doing is very bold and brave and brash and awesome. And I think, like you said, or I've said to you earlier, you're very inspirational to me. And so I can only imagine how inspirational you are to all of your audience that tunes in each and every week. So what would you like to leave my audience with about following their dreams and making it happen?
I think it's the stories we tell ourselves are what make our dreams come true, Kelly. I firmly believe that. I know Sherry does too.
Yeah, and I think the thing that Nancy and I decided at this, in the middle of life here, to make a real point of is dream big. Don't be the one that puts the drop ceiling on your own dreams. We do that unwittingly by thinking, oh, well, it's too late. Oh, I missed my chance.
Right.
You know, dream big.
Dream big.
Well, you guys are awesome. It's been such a complete joy to have you on my show, and I want to thank you so much for doing this, and I will be tuning in each and every week, that's for sure.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
That is Sherry Salata and Nancy Halla, again, co-hosts of This Is 50 and co-founders of their media company, Story. Make sure to check them out at story.co.
I know you moved on to someone new. Hope life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just want to say thank you. Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke. Too young to feel this old. Watching us both turn cold. Oh, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. Yeah, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days. All our troubles we'll lay to rest, and we'll wish we could come back to these days.
Show for it now. And I know it ain't pretty when the fire burns out. Calling me when I'm drunk. Remind me of what I've done. And I know it ain't pretty when you're trying to move on.
Yeah.
reminiscing on those past days. I thought you didn't know my last name, but that changed. And I traveled around the world, think where you living at now. I heard you moved to Austin, got an apartment and settled down. And every once in a while, I start texting, write a paragraph, but then I delete the message. Think about you like a pastime. I could cry you a river, get you baptized. Or I wasn't ready to act right. Used to always think I'd get you back right. They say that things fall apart. We were gonna move to Brooklyn, you were gonna study art. Love is just a tool to remind us who we are, and that we are not alone when we're walking in the dark.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days we left. All our troubles will lay to rest. We'll wish we could come back to these days We'll wish we could come back to these days.
the very talented Alice Merton with No Roots. And if you don't know who Alice Merton is, you better find out. She is a rising talent. She's lived all over the world, including in Canada, the UK, and Germany. And if she keeps releasing songs like No Roots, she is definitely going places. You can learn more about Alice on her website, alicemerton.com. And thank you so much for joining us on the show this week. We always appreciate your time, and a big thank you going out to our guests, Sherry Salata and Nancy Halla. Also a big thank you to my producer, Adam Brisson, for pushing all the right buttons. And we would love for you to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by jumping onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com. Have a great week. We're going to round out the show with Moon Taxi with Let the Record Play on The Kelly Alexander Show.
So much noise, can't block it out. I don't want to scream and shout. Because I talk and talk, but no one hears a word. They twist me around and pull me back and forth. I go crazy, spinning my wheels around. Sometimes you gotta stop. Sometimes